Deciding on a holiday is always difficult, but on the other side of the world, there's an oasis, a gem, that has hardly been discovered. Not only does Perth have all the stunning natural attractions to tempt a British tourist to travel 20 hours down under, but it has one vital extra ingredient, the warmth and generosity of the Western Australian. They make Perth, sitting on the Swan River, what it is, a place of peace beside the rolling waves of the Indian Ocean on one side and the hills and national parks of the Darling Range on the other.
My name is Kate. I live in Perth because I think the lifestyle is wonderful. It's laid back. People have a very easygoing air about them. The weather is sensational. And there's a lot of opportunities in Perth because the weather's so great. An outdoor lifestyle, I love it. The beach is the biggest attraction in Perth. The time of the year to come is December through to March. Because of the weather, you're looking at about 35 degrees every day. The sun, the sky is blue. The people are very, very friendly. The sand is white. The sea is clear and it's beautiful. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
In 1829, British settlers arrived in Perth after the Australian Aborigines had lived there for years. Captain Fremantle hoisted the British flag, his name given to the nearby port with its old markets and maritime history. The colony's first residents were free settlers. Convicts were later used as labour for public works. Their architecture can still be seen. Today, Perth and Fremantle is a melting pot of 1.2 million people with cultural influences of immigrants from southern Europe and Asia. Perth is spread out, so what are the big attractions? Shane Crockett is Chief Executive of the Western Australian Tourism Commission.
Well, the big thing about Perth is really when you come here, it's an incredibly natural place. It's clean, fresh, a real environment that you can enjoy, and you can enjoy it with people that are incredibly friendly. So you're in a place where everyone's being nice to you, you've got a really nice environment to enjoy, even down to the wildlife, which is really always there wherever you go. Even if you're playing golf, you can have a kangaroo drop across on your green. Okay, Perth itself is much like the rest of the state, and is very representative in that it's a chance to get very much again in the environment. And that sounds strange from saying it's a city, but very close to the city you have Rottnest Island, which is a very unique preserved island in its original state. We have King's Park, which is one of the great national parks of Western Australia, right in the heart of the city. Our Swan River flows through the city. It's a beautiful, clean river with all the natural attractions that are there. And then, of course, you have what a city has to offer, which is a lot of restaurants. We have more restaurants per capita than any other city in Australia. And you have a very, very nice, relaxed lifestyle with pubs, restaurants, and just enjoying the sunshine.
If you travel a few miles out of the city, you'll find the picturesque bushland wine-growing region of the Swan Valley. Nothing like some wine tasting as you ramble into the hills. Spot the kangaroos happy to sleep on the golf greens before they take shade in the bush when the sun beats down overhead.
I'm Lisa, I'm from Sydney and I'm a beautician.
I'm Dave, I live in Perth and I'm a police officer.
What's the big attraction about this place?
The weather, white sand, it's very clean, everybody's really nice.
The people here in Perth seem to be extremely friendly as well.
Yeah, they are, very. So far anyway, I haven't met too many undesirables.
Oh, Perth is a really friendly sort of a city, easy to meet people. People are very talkative, they don't mind coming up and talking to complete strangers. The weather's good, it's just a very easy-go lifestyle. There's some great sports events here. Obviously there's the cricket at the Wacker, I mean that's really great. And you've got the Heineken Golf Classic, that's out at the Vines. And also you've got the Burswood Superdome, and they've got the Hopman Cup there. And also I believe the World Swimming Championships are here next year, so that'll be great.
And it's so easy to get to Perth. Shane Crockett again.
People often think it's a long way, but when you consider it's really just one flight, it's Qantas Airways, any day of the week, just get on it, and it's a direct flight via Singapore to Perth, and you're in probably the best weather and the best location in the world.
But besides the climate, the food, the wine, the culture, the freely hopping kangaroos, and the thousands of stars so clearly defined in the cool warm breeze of the night, it's the warmth of the Western Australian in Perth that you'll always remember.